Timeout on WAKG.
The Tunstall boys baseball team won the Piedmont District Tournament last night with a 5-0 win over Magna Vista. Cooper Hedrick threw a complete game four-hit shutout for the Trojans. Trojans improved 20-3 on the season. In college baseball, the ACC tournament, a four-run sixth inning helped UVA beat Duke. UVA will now face Georgia Tech later today. Virginia Tech and Notre Dame traded blows, with Tech scoring 9 runs in the last 4 innings to beat the Irish 17-10. The Hokies will take on the 2-seed Carolina Tar Heels on Friday. In Major League Baseball, Austin Riley and Dominic Smith hit 3-run home runs. Chris Sale allowed just 1 run and struck out 8 over 7 innings, and the Atlanta Braves beat the Miami Marlins 9-1 Wednesday night. C.J. Abrams hit a 3-run homer in the first. Jacob Young added a 2-run shot in the 8th, and the Washington Nationals returned to .500 for the second time since the season's first week, Wednesday night, with an 8-4 victory over the New York Mets. Shohei Ohtani homered on the first pitch of the game before throwing 5 sharp innings of 3-hit ball in the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-0 victory over the San Diego Padres. In the NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander bounced back from his subpar series opener to score 30 points. Alex Caruso added 17 off the bench, and the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the San Antonio Spurs 122-113 in Game 2 to even the series. In the NHL playoffs, Dylan Coghlan scored his first playoff goal to get Vegas rolling. Carter Hart made 36 saves, and the Golden Knights opened the Western Conference Finals by holding off the Colorado Avalanche 4-2 last night. And in the NFL, Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers said yesterday that the 2026 season will be his last of his Hall of Fame-worthy career. The 4-time NFL MVP signed a 1-year contract worth up to $25 million with the Steelers earlier in the week, reuniting with Coach Mike McCarthy, his coach for 13 seasons with the Green Bay Packers. And that's a look at sports on WAKG.